Hey, Revolution Wellness. I'm so glad you pressed play on this episode today. Elise is here with a Revving the Word. And in case you're new and you're not sure what a Revving the Word is, let me walk you through it. Today, you're going to lace up your shoes and get your body moving. You can go for a walk, a run, you can lift weights, move your body from a chair. You get the picture. How you move doesn't matter. The point is that you just get moving. Because when you move and you hear the word of God, and trust me, Elise has got such a good word for you today, freedom happens in your body, mind, and soul. And that's what we're all about here at Revolution Wellness. Don't just take it from me. Here's what one of our listeners had to say. Jay Barlotta wrote, "These podcasts are for everyone. Don't worry about your fitness level. It doesn't matter. You'll be encouraged, fed, and pumped up with goodness. Please try it. It's going to change your life." Jay Barlotta, thank you for these kind words. And if you're listening today, we have a gift for you. Email us at store@revelationwellness.org so we can get it to you. And friends, would you please share this episode and consider rating and writing your own review of the Revelation Wellness podcast? Your kind words really do help move the needle on messages like this. And donors, thanks for making episodes like this possible. Okay, friends, are you ready to get pumped up with the goodness? Then let's get to it.
Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, lay. Take a deep breath through your nose. Exhale out your mouth. Do a few of those that are audible. You can hear them. Well, it's good to be with you. It's always good to be with you. It is good if you are upright. You're not in a bed laying down. It's a good day to be upright. Psalm 33 says, "Praise befits the upright." That means praise looks good on you. And we've been made upright to get up, align ourselves. You can think about your body, this image of your body being functional, healthy, strong, upright. And literally, that's what we're doing right now. We're going to move our body. So get walking, running, lifting, get active. And as we do that, we are training against the resistance to sit on our couch, to scroll on our phone, the resistance to be still and sedentary. Now, y'all know I'm a big fan of stillness. We need it. Intentional stillness, rest, sleep, quiet. But that's all to get sober-minded, focused. So that's what we're going to do here. Hello, I'm Elisa Keaton, the founder of Revolution Wellness. I am so glad to be with you. This is a little thing we call Revving the Word, where we move our body with the intention of sharpening, getting our hearts formed into the image of Christ, that we become more Christ-like here, not more thin. I promise you, you just give your heart to God in all areas of your life. And if one of those areas is health that you have struggled with, friends, He's got you. You got Him. And we have all kinds of resources for you here in the ministry, because there are practical things we can be doing. But you got to commit your heart and commit your ways to the Lord. And He'll make your path straight. He will. All right, so hopefully you had a restful night's sleep if you're doing this in the morning, or a productive day at work. So say it with me. It's been a good day. or it's gonna be a good day. You're gonna leave here renewed in mind, strengthened in body, focused, and not just spiritually, but biologically. So good on you for being here now. All right. Praise befits the upright. Say it with me. Praise befits the upright. Let's pray. And when we pray, remember you're talking to the God of the universe. Get an image of him seated high over everything, every circumstance. God, come into our hearts. We see you. We long to see you. We need you. Our ways are limited, God, but yours are not. Come, train us, develop us, instruct us, comfort us, and convict us. We give you our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture today is from 1 Peter 5, 6 through 11. Think in pictures as I read scripture. See Peter, the apostle of hope, speaking to you, exhorting you. He says this: humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of sufferings are being experienced by your brotherhood and sisterhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Weeks ago, I got really, really sick. I'm still kind of recovering. I haven't been that sick in a long, long time. My body was done. You know why? Because I had been filled with anxiety, anxious and worried about many things, y'all. It'll break down your immune system. You weren't meant for that. This is why Jesus says, do not be anxious about anything. It's not because it's rude or impolite towards God. It is destructive towards your very being. So, here's what we're gonna do today. I'm gonna come back to this story. When I say go, right now, you're moving probably pretty comfortably. When I say go for 4 minutes, and I'll keep you honest, you're gonna give your best effort. It's not everything you got, because you can't sustain it for 4 minutes. I want to sharpen you. Get ready. When I say go, 4 minutes, what you can do. So play with it. Be curious. Go. And then you will have a full 4 minutes to completely recover. Friend, focus this, sharpen, I love that this scripture says to be watchful, be sober-minded. Y'all, sober-minded means there's nothing intoxicating you. There's nothing clouding your thought, your judgment, your opinions, or your actions. It is purely you running on the fuel of the Holy Spirit. You and God plowing, taking back ground. Right now, if you got a phone call, you're not going to answer it. You're going to be, I'm busy. I'm focused. Be that. And in your mind, just think about this. 3 minutes, 3 minutes more. Less than 3 minutes. Get curious again. And I want you to notice if some of you are afraid or already decided you can't do it. If you already decided you can't do it, you're right. Come on, we came here to train. And to train means we gotta find your edges, your limits, your limiting mindset. You're living today based on faulty information of yesterday. Come on, you're born again this morning. Did you know there's parts of your body right now that are totally brand new because you rested last night? Brand new. I need you to keep going right through what sounds like a recovery song. It's not, trust me. All right, so like I told you, I got really sick. Weary. So weary. My family was scheduled, plane tickets purchased and ready to go to Disneyland. Oh, Lordy. And y'all, I have two adult children, so, you know, you relish the time you can get together. You're excited for it. And there was no way I could go. I just couldn't go. Thank God I didn't. As bad as I was on Thursday, I got worse and worse. So they left. I hit my bed. And I was... Y'all know what it's like when your spirit, soul, and body are dead. It feels hopeless. And I lay down in that bed, and I heard the Lord say to me, get up. Now, by the way, I had been crying out to him. I'm done, Lord. I'm mad. It's just, I can't go any further. Considering all my options. 2 seconds, one. Pull back. You get a luxurious 4 minutes. Literally, recover. Walk. Obsessors. I want to challenge you. How much can you recover right now? How silly can it feel? Slide down to on a scale of 1 to 10, a 5. Easy. It's only going to make you that much more sharp when we go again, because we are going to go again. So I was at the end of me again. Anyone? Hey, I just hope y'all know I'm not perfect. That's why don't follow me, follow Jesus. I'm just following Jesus, and he is healing me. In my going is my healing. I keep following, I keep getting healed. So take your leaders off the cross. Put Jesus, look to him, lift it up, and remember he's resurrected. He's no longer on that cross. So I was done. And as I laid in the bed, I heard the Lord say, get up, go to your office, grab a notebook and a pen. We're going to talk. Woo! And I was like, yes, sir. I want to talk to you. Anyone? You should have that posture. Yeah. I got some things to say to you, God. We got to go. Let's go. It's go time. And I committed myself that entire weekend to only putting in the Word of God, praying, reading scripture, journaling, and because I was sick, I needed a rest, I would watch sermons. I consecrated my mind and body and soul to the Lord. You got to do something here, God, because I'm considering all my options. You know what I mean? And I mean, like, not harming myself. But that's real. For some people, that's real. We have an enemy that wants to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to kill your life, steal your dreams, and destroy the kingdom of God. Sober up. You have an enemy prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to devour you. You got another 45 seconds, nice and easy. So friends, I can tell you, you get in a heart lock with God, a head and a heart lock. You know, get a picture of those wrestling postures, a headlock and a heart lock. You get in one of those with God, and you're going to come out blessed. Like Jacob, don't let me go until you bless me. Come on. Stuff of the scripture. Grab hold of it. Wrestle it. Y'all, some of you are too polite. I see this a lot with people that I work with in health coaching. Friends, go. 4 minutes. Do it again. Smile. Get excited about it. I notice a common theme in working with people that are hurting physically in their body, because to hurt in your body means you are going to hurt in your mind. Come on. But I noticed a theme right now. We've been through so much. Come on, can you just have some compassion and empathy for all of us? We've been through a lot. And we're living through a time that feels like a lot. And we're like, God, where are you? So many people abandoning their faith. So many leaders falling from their purity. Losing love for their first love. And when I ask the question of what does God say about you? What does God say about this? I get a lot of surface scripture quoting. It's like people just saying scripture. Like, no, no, no. I'm asking you, what is he saying to you regarding you, your feelings, your emotions? Not, don't throw scripture on it. It's like we are, oh gosh, the church. It's like we're walking around with our grave clothes on with scripture sharpied over it. You got 2 more minutes. Come on. I'm preaching to someone. Take off your grave clothes. Come alive. humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he may exalt you. Friends, there is a proper time. There is an appointed time. And your enemy wants to wear you out. You want to know your solution to this? Cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. That word cast means to throw upon. It also means to lay upon. But you see that in your head? Those are two different postures. Like, I lay flowers at my mother's grave. I don't throw flowers at her grave. I lay them down to honor her life. But God's not saying, he's saying, not only are you going to honor me, I appreciate your honor by placing your cares upon me, placing your prayers, but I want you to throw it. Come on, don't stop. 15 seconds. Throw it. And y'all, I can tell you, that's what I did in that bed. I was throwing up. Recover. I mean that. Throwing my words, my cares up. Throwing them. I cannot go further this way. Anyone? You're recovering. I know this song seems to be calling you to more. I want you to pull back. Walk with authority. Yeah. At a proper time, he will exalt you. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Throw them up. Be sober-minded and be watchful. Friends, let me stop right there. I have a hunch. I don't even think it's my own hunch. It is like this fire in my belly from the Holy Spirit. My people are sick because they're not sober. And listen, I asked this of a friend the other day. She is a food person, well known, loves food, makes food. She's great. It's her gift. It's a spiritual gift. It's a something the Lord's created her for. And we were talking about different foods. And I said, what do you think God thinks about Cheetos? How do those fit into our life? And she said, She says, I think he says, well, I didn't create those for you, but I get it. Oh! He gets it. He knows why we turn to it. He knows why we turn to alcohol. Go. Actually, don't go. Don't go. Oh, I was so ready to let you go. He knows why, because we have a high priest who's acquainted with all our suffering. But so many settle for being got by God than being transformed by him. Why is that? Because we worship comfort. And listen, it's not your fault. You were born into it. It's generational. We turn our blessings into our curses, our good things into our God things. But I am here, friends, sober. So if you have found me encouraging for X amount of years, I'm still that same person. But I feel like I've been issued new assignments, papers. Wake up, my church. Wake them up. Sober them up, Elisa. And Elisa, it starts with you. So I had to repent. You want to know what I repented of? carrying around my anxieties. All right, let me get into some practicals. 30 more seconds and then you're gonna go for 4 more minutes and then we're done. Isn't that a good time? Come on, say it. This is a good time. Say it. Make your flesh listen to you. Hey, body, we're getting healthy. Hey, metabolic syndrome, I'm crushing you right now. God's changing my appetites, sobering me up. Ready? Go. 4 minutes. All right, listen. If you're a person who feels like things have got to change, you're ready to quit. You're ready to stay in the fade, numb out. Remember, praise befits the upright. You were made. This means to have something befit you. It means to be attractive. It's like putting on the most beautiful garb. And when you walk through a crowd, people go, whoa, she looks good. He looks good. Uh-huh. So what should you be wearing? Besides, it's not a size 4 pair of jeans. It's praise. Praise looks good on us. Come on. I'm gonna go quiet. You're just gonna sing this as you move. Go. Praise. It's happening right now. Right now, you're having a full makeover. Dance on the enemy's grave. He's under your feet. And you know why you can do that? Because you can cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Throw it up. Whatever's coming against you, it's only a test. And all tests come to an end. You are so close. You probably want to quit because you are so close. Quit the grumbling spirit. And if the company you're keeping is a grumbly one, pray for them. Turn your ear away. You have 45 seconds. Don't stop. Come on. If you stopped, it's okay. Get on in here. Do it again. PBTU. Praise befits the upright. Praise befits the upright. Say it with me. Praise befits the upright. Cast all your cares. Throw it at him. Come on. Kick up some dust. And recover. Hey. Wow. Yeah? You did it. You did it. PBTU. Praise befits the upright. Literally, this is what you were made to wear. That word befit means comely or to be attractive. Yeah. Praise is what makes the upright attractive. Those who are out of bed today, praise. All right, but here's the thing. Let's get practical. If praise was what we were made to clothe ourselves in, it's what we were made to wear. It fits us perfectly and is pleasing to the eyes. But you won't wear this. You won't put this clothing on unless you have three practices in your life. You pray, meaning you talk with God, and you know the word. They go hand in hand. To pray to God is to know what He's saying, so you know what to talk about and know what to say. And you can, listen to me, you can talk back to God. Has anyone ever told you that? You better talk back to Him. Don't just slap some scripture on your grave clothes. Pray. Pray like you mean it. Pray like you would. You know where we gossip and go and grumble to other people? God's like, stop doing that. You're actually hurting other people and yourself. Come over here. Put me in a headlock and a heart lock. Wrestle with me and don't give up until I bless you. So we have to pray like we have a friend who will stick closer to us than any family member or brother or friend. He's faithful. Y'all, I just don't think we think He's faithful. And you know, that's because we look around and we don't see anything to point at and go, oh my God, I see God, because you see people walking around in grave clothes instead of praise clothes. Come on. So how's your prayer life? How's your prayer life? Oh, hey, if your prayer life is languishing, it's just really non-existent, say this prayer with me. Stop what you're doing. Open your hands. Stand your ground. God, I want to long for You. I want You to be my first, my last, and my most. God, teach me how to pray. Make me want to pray. Make me, God. Dress me, God. Okay. Listen, Peter just told us, you threw that up. Good is done. Now, we don't just wait for praise powder to fall on us from heaven. We actually have to set up an atmosphere around us to be people of prayer. The Jewish people are very good at this in Jesus' time. They were good at encoding, putting physical representations around them to point their heart in the direction. For me, right here over my right shoulder is a beanbag. And it's actually in the posture of a kneel with a Bible opened in front of it. And it just reminds me every day, and honestly, I'm not here to say do what I do. But it's changing me. First thing I do in the morning, and I come into this room I'm in right here, which is my sanctuary. It's where I create all this content for everyone, and where I read, where I learn, where I write, where I speak, where I teach. There's this kneeling beanbag. And I start my day with it, and I, listen to me, this is important.
when I drop to my knees in that posture, because there is something about dropping to my knees. And that doesn't mean I stay in that posture for prayer. Sometimes I walk and pray. Actually, I do that a lot. But I always start, for me, on my knees, still, bowing my heart. And this is what's really important about a healthy, rightful prayer life, is I remember who God is. I remember who I'm talking to. I exalt him. I lift him up. I humble myself, as Peter says. I humble myself. And he says, come on up here. Come up here, daughter. Climb on my lap. Come up here. And it's real for me. I'm not just talking to the air. I'm talking to the creator of the universe, my Abba, my Father. And my spirit groans and says, without you today, it's hopeless. Without you, it's just work. Come, put me on like a glove. And so he does. And here's, this is really important. In your prayer life, it also is rooted in the Word of God. That's why my kneeling posture is front in front of the Word. It's like the whispers of God are coming up into my head so I know what to pray. This is why the disciples say to Jesus, teach us how to pray. It wasn't that they didn't know how to pray. But there's something different about how Jesus prayed. Why he prayed as if he knew the Father, one with authority, one with access to his heart, like really. And then he was able to do signs and wonders, things that other people couldn't do because they knew something's going on with you, with God, that we don't have. And your authority comes from intimacy. I think we have a lot of people in the church who have no authority. They just have a name. They have a label. It's a safety net. So not only how is your prayer life, but how's your word life? Are you in the Word? Come on, guys. There's no reason. We don't have a lack of Bible access. We do lack literacy. We don't read it. Read it. And here's the deal. Don't just check the box on these things. This is why desperation is beautiful to God. And that's what I was on my sick bed. I was desperate. And he knew it. Get a notebook, Elisa. I'm about to talk to you. And you're going to talk to me. And that's why I saturated myself in only the Word of God and only sermons. Bring it all into my brain, God. Sober my mind, God. I got an enemy and he is trying to kill me. He already stole a weekend away with my family. How's your word life? If it's not good, pray with me now. Open your hands, God. I believe the lie that I don't understand your word, or that it's too complicated, or it's too difficult, that I'm not smart enough, and you're too hard, and it's too hard. I repent of believing the lies about your word, the suspicions. And now, God, give me an appetite. An insatiable appetite for your word. Amen. All right. There you did. You threw it up. Now, once again, I say to you, do something in your environment that says, I read the word of God. Put an open Bible on your kitchen table. Put an open Bible on your kitchen counter. Listen. I am embarrassed to say I have about 8 versions of the Bible, copies of the Bible, probably more. Put them around your house. And if you only have one, open it up where you will see it. And y'all, there's 1,000 Bible apps, but there's something about the Bible apps that's a little tricky. You can use them. Use anything. But do something to remind yourself. I live on every word that comes from God. Not on bread alone. Not on my paycheck. Not on the bread that comes from the man or the bread that comes from the factory. I live on the bread that comes from God. And there's always fresh bread. There's always a word waiting for you. And then finally, this is a big one. Does your time in the Word lead you, or your time in prayer lead you to rise up with praise? Y'all, that's what God convicted me of. Elisa, you don't trust me. You're carrying around these burdens. You're going to get up from this sick bed, Elisa, different. Do you want to be well? Take up your mat and walk. Let's go. Leave nothing here to return to. I got it, Elisa. I'm going to cover it. If your time in prayer and the Word, like, do something that makes you go and get up and go, it's done. He's got it. Cast, throw it, and go about your day walking in the garments of praise. Praise befits the upright. God, thank you for this word. Back it up in 1,000,000,000 different directions so that your people are sober in mind, ready when a lion comes prowling around to eat and devour them, God. We ask all of this in your precious name. Jesus, amen.